was doing well. But I was kind of rattled. I was texting people and on the phone, and I looked down at my watch, and it's 2 minutes till the show starts. So obviously I must have been rattled. So I called Terry and said, whoops. But then I leave, and Shirley says to me, she says, hey, you know what happened last time you were late going to the show?
Oh, yeah.
So drive carefully.
Yeah.
So we don't want any car accidents.
No.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you tonight, and I'm upbeat. Like, everyone's so worried about what's going on with this virus and with everything, and they have a right to certainly have a reason to be worried, because not just now is the virus a worry, but people's jobs, income, and that's what I want to talk a little bit about tonight. I want to talk about the fact that we're going to get through this. And thank you,
Pastor,
Lord.
Though everyone's asking, and I know you're not a prophet and you wouldn't know this, but in your estimation, how long do you think it's going to take us to get through this?
I don't know.
I've heard some people say 18 months, and people say 3 months, and some people
Here's the thing. The general flu will take a round of about 2 or 3 months to get through. And this is a type of general flu, okay?
Okay.
The other thing we've got to realize as we're going into it, we're coming into warm weather. Above 70-some degrees, this thing dies. Mm. It isn't going to... You never notice how the flu season starts in the fall and winter and then goes through the winter and dies. It's the same thing. Those viruses die in the summer. And okay. I think what they're trying to do is... by keeping everyone separated, limit this thing enough that when it gets to the point where it's warming up, that this thing will die out a lot sooner than it would have if we were just all mixing together. And you understand what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think they're waiting on it to die out, and then hopefully...
we can start rebuilding and, you know...
And hopefully they'll speed up the testing process of the vaccine they have, and before next winter, when this thing would rear its ugly head again, they
we're
can have a vaccine
okay.
on it. So
okay, just one. I'm
I
just
think
curious.
You'll see. I know that everyone's kind of questioning what are they doing, and I really don't believe that our governor or governors of the other states or president or anyone in politics wants to destroy our nation right now. I think that they're taking... precautions. You know, look at it kind of this way. Would you rather be told that you have to stay home from work and be able to A, draw unemployment, or B, that the government says they're going to try to help out in this area? I don't know what that means. Or go to work, catch it, get sick, and be off anyway. I'd rather stay home and ride the thing out. But here's the part that is really hard. And, you know, when they closed down all of the restaurants, bars, restaurants, and those kind of places, any place that you eat and gather together like that, there's an awful lot of people that work in the fast food industry and in those service industries that they are not usually the most wealthy of us all. They don't have a bank account, big bank account. Most of those people are living week to week, paycheck to paycheck. And when that paycheck stops, I don't know how long any kind of government help is going to kick in. But that's got to be hard. And that's got to be very, very scary to these people. So I would say this. I would say to those of you that are in that situation, personally, I trust God each and every day. It doesn't mean that we're not afraid. But what it means is we know that God's going to take care of us. So we need to learn to trust Him. First of all, and if you don't know Him as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to ask Him into your heart so that you have that relationship with Him. But beyond that, there are plenty of places open doing meals. I mean, just get on the horn, they'll direct you somewhere. The schools are doing the lunches for the kids. The buses were out today rolling, bringing the lunches to the kids. We're still doing our backpack program on weekends. It's going to be a little interesting how we do it this week. We may end up with a mass transit going out from
I was going to ask you about that. Somebody asked me if you guys were doing it, and I directed them to you, so hopefully...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And we're doing the backpack still. We'll be taking it to... We're hoping to get a whole herd of people. Would that be right? Well, herd them in like cattle.
Yeah.
No, a whole bunch of people
a
in
mass
together.
Of people.
A mass of people in to take areas of because we've got like like 5 or 6 different communities,
okay,
and villages or towns that we do this in with the kids.
Okay.
And that way they can go out and hit those areas. And, you know, there's 270 some of them. There's no way one person's going to do that.
No, that's a lot.
So we'll figure this thing out. The other thing that we are doing that we implemented, and if you're outside of the area, I'm sorry, but it's what we're doing for the area that we can handle, which is the Prospect and immediate area. On if you call in before Friday evening.
But I'm sure other communities got to be doing something
like
this.
They really, really are.
So if you look or call a church or something, I'm sure that they can.
We're doing every month on a Sunday night, we do a free meal to anyone that would want one. So what we're doing now instead is we're doing it on Saturday. If you let us know before Friday and have you on the list, you won't come to the church and eat it. You'll come to the church and get it. And what we're doing is we're using, takeout boxes. And anyone that calls in and needs a meal that's in the Prospect area, surrounding area, we are going to provide that meal on Saturday evening for them to come and take home.
Do they call you at the call the church?
Just call the church, 740-272. Well, they said that's mine. I'm kind of rattled.
That's all right.
740-494-2222.
And just call before Friday.
Just call before Friday and name an address and how many you need, okay. You know, so if you could do that. And,
cool.
And I'll be honest with you, people have been stepping up asking to volunteer, and people have been asking not only if they can help financially, but help physically. And we've got a lot of calls from people saying, what can I do? And we're not going to turn any of those calls away because we don't know where this thing's going or how long it's going to last. Right now, we have it planned for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
Don't know what's going to go beyond that because none of us know what's going to go beyond that.
No, yeah.
3 weeks ago, none of us knew we'd be here.
Exactly,
So what I'm asking you is search those places out. They're out there, and they will help. Second thing I want to say is, and this is directed mostly to younger people, that can get out and about and move easily, please, please, please quit hoarding the stores.
That's what I was going to just ask you. Can you please say something to them guys about the elderly when they're shopping?
Oh, my word. You know, the other day I was walking out of Dollar General. I'll be honest with you, I was embarrassed to be there because I didn't want people to say, oh, man, pastor's a hoarder too, because that's not why I was there. We were cleaning the church on Saturday and had a couple supplies I was out of, and we had to pick them up. But as I'm in the store, I'm walking around, and this is just Dollar General, but I'm looking, and there's no toilet paper, right? They were down to 5 half gallons of milk and other things. No sanitizers, none of that stuff. So as I'm coming out of there, I see a very elderly lady kind of shuffling into the store, and I thought to myself, I pray she's not coming for toilet paper or things that have been just stripped off the shelves. And I know that we got a thing on our phones last night that Dollar General put out that they were going to use the first hour they were open in the morning was supposed to be reserved for senior citizens to come in and get what they wanted.
Oh, that's great.
And then someone posted this morning they went by Dollar General, and there's the young people running in right when they opened. And, I mean, come on, folks. Let these people get what they need. Frank, you know Frank Robinson.
Yeah.
Frank was at Kroger this morning, and he said he got there at like 6:30 this morning. And Hawk Road, where you work?
Yeah.
And he said, Steve, he said the parking lot was packed. He said, and I go in, and he said, here's some guy coming out the door with his cart clear full of toilet paper and bags of it under his arms. And he said, I got so angry, I just couldn't believe it. And I thought to myself, first of all, one thing I want to ask is, what's with this toilet paper thing?
That's what Scott just asked me on the phone.
What is? I mean, it's nuts. People, you are grabbing onto something that you don't know why you're doing it. Nobody can
because
use that much toilet.
Somebody did it, and you.
Somebody think, and nobody can use that much toilet paper.
No.
Please leave something for people to. I have talked to more people that went to the store and they were just going to go to get a roll or two, and be sensible.
Yeah.
And there was nothing there. I talked to a guy the other day that was buying paper towels and taking his table saw and cutting them down to toilet paper width so the kids could use them on the roller because there wasn't any toilet paper.
Right.
Guys, this is crazy stuff. My daughter the other day went all over town looking for potatoes, and there weren't any. I went to Save-A-Lot, and Save-A-Lot had
milk
plenty.
Too. Can you please save some milk? I mean, I like cereal, and there's
well,
no milk.
Well, here's what's really crazy. Is that
three times in
vegetables
a row.
And milk and those things only keep so long.
Yeah.
So if you're hoarding milk, it's going to go bad on you before you can use it. So what are you doing?
I only use the half-gallon size, and I three times I've tried to buy it.
So what I want to tell people is this. Please have compassion for other people, and don't be so selfish. And trust me, if you have compassion for other people and love other people, God will honor that. He will honor that. He will not ever honor greed and selfishness. So while you're being all greedy and selfish and doing this stuff, you remember God's looking down and he sees it and he does not like it because it's ridiculous. We're to help each other out. Not you know, what was the song that the member song Money? You know, keep your hands off my stack. That's kind of how everybody's acting. Yeah. And it's ridiculous. You know, we need to care for one another. But I just want to tell moms out there, dads, that are trying to worry about their family and their kids, look, you're going to be okay. You're going
to
be okay.
That's what we need seek to hear.
Seek out the people that can help you. Find out. Don't get frustrated when you call a couple places and they say, we don't have anything. Just let them know kindly, you know, here's my name and number. If you get something, please let me know. And, you know, I want to tell you something. When you deal kindly with people, they will probably try to refer you somewhere to get that help. If you don't deal kindly with people, you just hurt yourself. And we're going to get through this. No one's going to let your children starve. And, you know, there's a silver lining that I see in all of this. And first of all, prayerfully and hopefully people will turn back to trusting God a little bit to get in this time. And maybe it's a time to renew that time with the church and maybe bring Christ into your life, which you haven't done. But there's some other silver linings that I see. One of them being people are finding out what it's like to not eat out. So many people just don't bother simplifying anymore. And, you know, they eat out every meal or every day. This is a chance for families to get together, to sit down at a table and talk.
One
for
thing,
a
too, can you please tell them the workers there? They're only trying to help you.
Everywhere. The stores.
I mean, I don't know how many rude people I've seen getting nasty with these employees.
What's the point? You're not getting anywhere.
They're trying to help you. If we had hand sanitizer, we would sell it to you. Mm-hmm. We don't have it.
Can I tell you something else about that, folks?
Good, yeah.
Honestly, soap and water does a much better job than hand sanitizer, and it always has. Now, I haven't seen any hand sanitizer, but I'm still seeing plenty of bar soap out there. Is it that hard to get it and to turn it on? You know, people are even buying out all the water. There's not a water shortage. Your water's not going to get... Well, your water's not going to get turned off. The water plant's running.
That's the story I heard, Pastor. They said April 19th or something, they're supposed to cut the water off, is what some guy...
Why would they do that?
I
think that's a scare tactic. Yeah, it has to be. Why would they?
I've been walking around for 2 weeks saying, where did he get that date from? I don't know where...
And, you know, one thing the utility company has done, and I applaud them very much for that, coming out and saying that during this time period, yeah, they are not going to do any shutoffs. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for that.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about those shutoffs.
Right.
Folks, you might have to eat a few more hot dogs than steaks. And
I found one pack of beef,
all beef hot dogs. Huh? But, you know, I know that some people are saying, we eat hot dogs anyway. We can't afford steak.
Crock pot, man.
I'll tell you something that, you know, this may be a time, too, for people to think of some things. You know,
get creative now, you know.
Well, Shirley and I have four chickens and a rooster, and we're getting four eggs a day. And, you know, it's time to garden, folks. It is time to garden. Hey, if you're out there, though, I do want to tell you, and if you want to, you know, my daughter and her husband are making raised beds and selling them to people to start gardening.
Oh.
And let me know if you'd be interested in that. They're the coolest things in the world. They make them 2 feet long or 2 feet wide by 6 feet by 4 feet and by 2x2s.
What do? Just plant the seeds then? Is that all?
You buy the it's like
you
a giant.
You get to bed.
It's like a giant planter, and you just fill it with dirt and put your plants in.
Gotcha.
And you don't have to bend over and till the soil, and it's great for elderly people. Good investment. And they're doing a good job of making those, but and they're doing them a lot cheaper than you would buy them in like a Menards or a. But anyway, I'm just telling people, look, this too shall pass. Trust me. God is here. He's always been here. Some of the things that we're suffering right now, if that's a fair word to use, we're in better shape than people were 100 years ago when it comes to figuring how to do things. It was no big deal for them to be restaurants to be closed. They'd never go to one anyway. And not that we shouldn't support that and go to that. We're a very mobile society. People work 7 days a week now, so they go to those places, and they will, and they'll open up. My concern is for the companies that are new startups, places that are struggling month to month to keep their own doors open, and then this hits. I don't know what they'll do. I pray that there is some form of a bailout for them. This is not brought on by anything else. The government told them to shut down. I would support a bailout like that before I would have ever supported that crazy automobile bailout. That was nuts. It didn't do anybody any good, and it kept companies alive that were just not doing what they should have been doing in the first place. But in this particular situation, I think that the bailout, some form of a bailout, be it a low-interest loan, be it a whatever it may be, I think would be great.
I think deserve a bailout.
Absolutely. No one told them to shut their doors.
Yeah, I'm sorry, tired of seeing bailouts for these
corporate giants and banks. And look, if you guys don't do your business right, you fail.
Yeah.
And that's
the way life works.
That's what, they're not bailing me out. I know my poor son-in-law and daughter that are dairy farmers. They've been struggling. There is no bailout for them.
Yeah.
Grain farmers, they get low interest loans and they try to keep them afloat.
Yeah.
And they get all kinds of bailouts.
Remember
dairy farmers
all the
get
milk
any.
Though. Remember, think of those guys, man.
So, keep in mind those people that. But if you know somebody, I'm going to tell you something too. If you know somebody that is working in a restaurant, and you've got excess, don't be afraid to call them and say, hey, look, I know you work at so-and-so place. You guys are out of work. Is there something I can help you with? Does your baby need diapers? Can I buy you some diapers? Can I get you a gallon of milk? Can I get you some? You know what? It's time for neighbors to be neighbors now. That's what we do. Maybe that's another silver lining. We'll learn to care about people. We'll learn to do things for people again. And that to me is a huge silver lining. I know that our church is open during the day now for a couple hours during the day, mid-morning, and I am there. If anyone would just want to come and pray or talk, and I would encourage you to do that, to call me at the church. It's 494-2222 and ask for me. I will be glad to pray with you, talk to you, whatever you need. That's what we're there for, and we're trying to help people the best we can. I know that other churches are. I know the Methodist Church in Prospect has their personal needs pantry this weekend. Thursday, the Lutheran Church in town has their groceries. And this is stuff that goes on all the time. It's just we're having to step it up a hair.
Yeah.
Another thing I would encourage people to do, look, some people don't want to go to church, they're afraid. And I'm beginning to believe that right now maybe the responsible thing is do what we're asked to do. But I know we will be live streaming Sunday on our Community Christian Fellowship Facebook page. I will probably also share it to the pastor spot. But I'll live stream Sunday. And if we just have a skeleton crew there making sure that gets done, that'll be the way it would be. It's not that I don't trust God and think that he'll honor going to church, but when everyone else is being asked to not do this for the sake of spreading it and making it worse, what am I saying if I think, well, we're going to do it anyway? Because, churches can do it anyway. Religious organizations are exempt if they choose to be. But most churches I know are saying, at this point, a week ago is different, but at this point, they're shutting stuff down enough. I want to be there when people need us, if someone shows up at the church, whatever the case be. But if you can sit at home and watch the service and stay home and stay safe, especially if you're elderly. I had an elderly lady call me early Sunday morning. That's a very active member of the church. She said, Pastor, is it okay if I stay home this morning? I said, thank you. I wish you would, because it's the elderly that are getting hit with this worse. But even if young people really congregate a lot, they're going to, they give it to the elderly. So we just need to listen, pay attention,
Let's all get through this. You know.
Let's all get through this. We'll get through
then
it
when
fine.
They come back to see you, you got more of them, and they're healthy, and you know. And
absolutely. I mean, but I want to tell you that I guess if I've got 4 minutes left. Man, this went fast. I started late. It's my own fault. Another thing I want you to, a friend of mine, Sean Kelly, just reminded me, too, something that I'm watching these comments come in. Please, please be patient with your healthcare workers. They are overloaded right now. Please be patient with those on squads. I mean, you think about something. When these calls come in and people are sick, guess who picks them up? They're being exposed constantly. And we're having trouble getting PPE, personal protection stuff, you know, because everyone's, you know, hoarded the stuff. And guess who really, really needs it? The healthcare workers. And I know that I have nurses in my family, and my daughter-in-law, Holly, is at Grady. And we have a lot of nurses in the church. And I know that it's very stressful for them right now. And we have several nurses that are in the church.
And one more thing before you go. And if you have just a tummy ache, stay out of the emergency room.
Yeah, please. Don't go to the emergency room for some.
Don't call the squad.
You know. Don't call a squad. You know, have patience. If it's serious, do it. If it's not serious, please don't take up the resources of someone that will really need those people. So, let's see. Things are just changing so often every day. Be patient. You'll hear one thing. Don't get in an argument with a healthcare worker. Let's just be patient. Care about each other. Know that they're doing the best they can for you. And I want you to know something else, too, about our healthcare workers. They're on the front lines getting, if anyone's going to get exposed, they are. So they know that their risk of getting this is very high, and they have families to go home to. So please keep them in prayer for their safety. For their health, it's very, very important. Firemen, police people, policemen, law enforcement, doctors, all those people, please keep them in prayer. Care about them. Be kind. We're all going to get through this. But
we got to be smart, though.
Absolutely do.
Don't congregate in the emergency, you know, if you're...
No, you know, don't congregate in the emergency, or anywhere else.
You know.
But, you know, just it's time that we all settle back and think rationally, and don't get bitter, don't get upset, don't look for conspiracy theories. Maybe there is one out there, but tonight they're not going to do you a bit of good to think about them now. Be positive with your kids. Your kids are, I got 1 minute, I need to get this in. Many of the kids, and I've noticed this from school age kids, they're scared right now because they don't understand some of this. Please understand that they are. And with that, try to speak positively around them. Let them know things are going to be fine, that they'll get through this. You know, they need it right now. Hey, listen, guys, I love you very much. Got to cut it off short tonight, but I'll tell you, I am at 740-494-2222. We're at prospectccf.com also. I will see you Sunday morning on air. The church service will start at 10:30 on air. At 8 o'clock in the morning, this will replay. And then again, tomorrow it's going to replay at 5:15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge